And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I'm very happy to say, is Carol Fran, a great, great musician who has won all kinds of awards and will be winning a wonderful honor in September. It's the NEA National Heritage Fellow Award. She will be going up to Washington, D.C. to receive that honor. And before that, we all get a chance to celebrate her and honor her here in Lafayette at the Acadiana Center for the Arts on Thursday, September 5th. That's next week. They are throwing a big party to celebrate that honor and Carol Fran's life. So thanks for coming to the studio this afternoon, Carol.
Thanks for having me.
I know that you have been in our studios before, talking with Raoul Breaux on the Blues Box.
Yes.
And Cecil Doyle before, and some other programs on KRVS. You play such great Louisiana music, and of course that is one of our missions, is to play Louisiana music. So I'm glad to have you on the program. Kathy Richard is also with us, longtime friend of yours.
Oh,
and
yes.
She works really hard for musicians in our community, and she's going to let us know a bit more about what's going to happen at the ACA, but that will be next Thursday. People will get a chance to talk with you and hear you perform along with some of your other friends.
Kathy's one of my lifesavers.
She's a lifesaver for a lot of people, absolutely. Well, for those people in our audience, Carol, who may not know about your history and why you're receiving this honor, tell us when you started performing, just to give people a sense of your history.
How old were you? 15, just before my 15th birthday.
And your parents were okay with that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, not my mother for a little while, but after a while, after I brought home, times were hard.
Mm-hmm.
And after I brought home a bigger paycheck than hers, everything was all
right.
That was
good, being a musician.
Yes.
Well, describe the kind of music you played when you first started at the age of 15. What kind of music were you singing?
Pop.
Things you heard on the radio?
Everything on the radio, because at that time there was no Zydeco. There was something else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And until today, I haven't really gripped it. I've done a couple of Zydeco things. I even wrote a couple, but they don't come easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many different traditions of music in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and we kind of love it all and embrace it all. So you started off with things that you just heard on the radio and you
yes.
love to sing. Did you have a band when you were 15, or how
yes,
were you accompanied?
We did have a band. There was a group that would come here every year during the Lenten season called Don Conway. They were from North Louisiana, from Monroe, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to sing a lot. I like jazz particularly. I really like jazz. And to this day, jazz is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But they would come in, and I particularly like Stardust. And I made a mistake, and they were playing and I jazzed up Stardust. And, the band leader had a fit. He said, "You don't do that to that kind of song. That's not that kind of song."
That's a classic.
That's
you don't
a classic. I said, "Well, I classified it."
Now, what years were we talking about? Was that in the 40s that when you first started singing?
In the 40s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the early 40s, because I'm plenty 7 years old, you know.
Plenty seven.
Plenty seven.
Well, that only makes it better and better. The sense that people have of your history and how much you've seen and how much great music that you've performed. So it's interesting to hear that you started off with pop, that you loved jazz.
Yes.
And so bands would come through town and they would need a singer and you would sing with them.
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. Did you start going on tour when you were young?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Where did you tour?
Well, at first I was working locally, you know, places like Opelousas. I think I played at Abbeville too,
mm-hmm.
before you were born, Kathy.
You didn't play at the Richard Sale Barn then?
No, I mm-hmm. didn't. But there was a Richard in New Iberia, Richard's Farm, and I would play there occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
All of Acadiana. Mm-hmm. I worked all of Acadiana as a youngster. Then I got in touch with another group, and I went big time. I went all the way to California and didn't like it.
Did not like California.
Mm-mm.
Now, there were a lot of people from Louisiana moving out to California in the 40s and 50s, I guess. A lot
too
of,
far from home.
Too far. Mm-hmm.
Bus ticket was too expensive. and the Greyhound bus took too long. So I didn't, you know, I wanted to be there, but I didn't want to be that far away from my mother.
Mm-hmm. And this is, you were still a teenager.
Yes,
when
I
you
was.
Went out there. Well, did you form your own band at some point instead of just joining other bands as they came into town?
Later on in life. Mm-hmm. Later mm-hmm. on in life, I had my own. I never wanted a big band. Mm-hmm. I always liked, you know, three or four pieces because everything else got in my way. And by wanting to be a jazz singer, I did nothing like nobody else. I did everybody else's song, but I did them my way. And I would always find a little space in there to put some jazz, mm-hmm. which wasn't everybody's love. Even to this day, you got a bunch of musicians who, it's not that they can't play it, but they don't feel it. And in music, if you can't feel it, you can't play it and be successful.
Were there other jazz singers in the 40s and 50s that you really liked to listen to?
Oh, Lord, yes. Ella Fitzgerald was number one, mm-hmm. and I adored Peggy Lee. Then came Sarah Vaughan and Nancy Wilson. Well, they came a little bit later. They were more during my time. And to this day, I still like Ella Fitzgerald and Peggy Lee. They're on top of my list.
On top of a lot of
long
people's lists.
Long
gone,
but
yeah.
not forgotten.
Absolutely. So you would sing some of their songs?
All of their mm-hmm. songs. There mm-hmm. was nothing else for me to sing. Mm-hmm. And there were quite a few male singers that I liked, too. I liked Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra. We became friends, Frank Sinatra and I. It was later on in years, but then I had him to remember some things. I brought him down memory lane, and he could remember.
Oh, yes. Where did you meet him?
I met him in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I was working at the Dream Room, one of the nicest clubs ever in New Orleans. And I was so disappointed when I went there later years, and it was a pizza parlor. Oh, my God.
What was it like when you were performing there?
Well, I worked the Dream Room, and there was the Roosevelt Hotel. The Blue Room had the finest of entertainment. So when they would finish their shows early, I worked at a little bar I call a little step-in bar further down Bourbon Street, Bourbon and Toulouse, I believe, called Tony Bacino's. And after work, all the strippers would come there and have a drink and listen to the piano bar. And then I later went to work at the Dream Room. When they finished their shows in the Blue Room, then they would come to the Dream Room. I met so many people. I even had a chance to go on a filming set. They gave me a trip. What's his name? Honey, I have these memory lapses.
People think that New Orleans is a fun place to be now, but to hear you describe the kinds of jazz places that existed in New Orleans then, the kind of celebrities who played those places, I think anyone would like an opportunity to get to go back and be there at that time
were
performing.
That's the only time I'd like to turn mm-hmm. back the hands of time, those mm-hmm. younger years. I had a chance to work with the Ink Spots, the Harmonics, the little fellas who played the Harmonics.
And they all came to New Orleans and you got
all
to play with them.
To work the Blue Room was a big thing in those days, and I always wanted to work the Blue Room. Now I have a chance to, and the time, but I don't have the way, you know, that it's like a pipeline. You got to go, or the grapevine, you got to go through the grapevine to get there, and I don't have the knowabouts for the grapevine. We've tried. But it's not working. I guess I have to go down a little bit stronger.
How long were you working in New Orleans? Obviously, you were not a teenager anymore. You had left your mama to go and work in New Orleans. How long did you work down there?
I worked in New Orleans from 19 years old until 25 years old.
Okay.
Back and forth. I would go mm-hmm. back and forth from New Orleans mm-hmm. to here.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't actually live there. You were.
I'd be there, you know, maybe about 3 weeks out the month, and then I would come home. Mm-hmm. I was one who loved to come home and get in my mama's kitchen. Mm. Want to come home.
I want to tell people who might be tuning in, my guest is Miss Carol Fran, musician, singer. She is receiving a national award, the NEA National Heritage Fellow Award. She'll be traveling to Washington, D.C. next month for that. But we here in Louisiana get a chance to celebrate with her next week at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. They're having a party for her on the 5th, Thursday the 5th, and she will be joined by many friends who just so loved the music that you played over these many decades. So how did your music develop, again, for people who may not be have had the pleasure of hearing you sing, after New Orleans, after that kind of jazz era, how did your music develop? Because I think many people know you as a blues singer. How did you get into that music?
Well, I'm still called a blues singer, mm-hmm. but I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know I hate the word.
Mm.
I don't mind it, but I hate mm-hmm. it labeled mm-hmm. on me because I call myself a continental singer, really, because a little
singer.
Bit of this
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly that. I like jazz. But what we have today is a different caliber of musicians. In those days, everybody played jazz. If it wasn't pop jazz, they played Dixieland jazz. We had a lot of students that were here on the campus of UL. People like Harry St. Pierre, Louis Joy. I think Harry is still alive. Louis Joy, Louis Major, who used to be a principal here. Oh, there were so many of them. We had just had so much fun. What we would do was I lived on 14th Street. I had gotten married to Bob Fran at the time. We worked at the Four Corners across from Toby's Oak Grove. There was a little place called Wits Lounge. And we would go there and we would jam. And on every Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, they would come over to my house and we'd jam on until sometime it was time to go to church on Sunday mornings. And we'd still be playing.
So a lot of musicians in this area who really liked jazz music and the music of that time would just jam with you.
Yeah, they would come mm-hmm. over to Wits Lounge and wait till we get off at 1 o'clock. And they would follow us all down at my house. And, mm-hmm. oh, dear, we had a time.
Well, tell us some of the songs that you all would play late at night.
Ha Ha, the Moon was a jazz tune for mm-hmm. the instrumental, the trumpet players and the saxophone players. Then, since I was the only singer, I'd get to do what I wanted to when I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
We'd do Ella Fitzgerald stuff and Peggy Lee. I just love mm-hmm. her so much. She helped me with my style. And I always wanted to be like Ella Fitzgerald. She was such a smooth singer. I do her numbers today. Mm-hmm. And I do Peggy Lee's Fever Will Live Forever. I do it on every set that I go to.
And do people request it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People who know me, they know mm-hmm. that. When you going to do Fever?
Yeah.
In a minute.
As
mm-hmm. soon as I get up. An Advil, I tell them, as soon as this headache leaves, I'll give you some fever.
As soon as the fever leaves.
Yeah.
Well, now, how long did you, now you're a piano player as well. Did you do that much or you were primarily a vocalist?
Well, I was, the truth, I was primarily a dancer. This is what I was many, many years ago. Sometimes I forget I was a dancer. Then one night, the singer didn't show up. I said, well, I know a few songs. I was working in Houston at a club called The Matinee. So the owner said, well, can you do about 3 songs? I said, maybe 5 or 6. And I did the first tune I did was Fever. Then Ella Fitzgerald had a way she would scant, Ha Ha Is the Moon. I knew that. I did Ha Ha Is the Moon. I loved to scat. I haven't had a chance to scat in quite a while. Maybe I did a little bit a couple of weeks ago at Snug Harbor, New Orleans. When I go there, I'm at home. I can go from point A to point B because the caliber of musicians who accompany me can do anything that I want to do. They just say, just name it and give us a key. And we do, oh, yes,
mm-hmm.
which I can't do when I'm here because, well, it's different. Well, different strokes for different folks.
Different groups of musicians.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you are a dancer, you're a singer, and you also play the piano as well. You're
yes.
very multi-talented.
My dream was to be a rocket. That was my dream. By the time I was able to do it, I was too old. Mother Nature had caught up with me. She said, ah, we don't do that in here. Well, that was my dream, to be a rocket. I wanted to be a rocket so bad. I was a pretty good dancer, too. I could tap. And I was an excellent stripper. Not the nudie strippers, but the strippers who would have beautiful costumes and take a little piece off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you're bringing up all kinds of memories and images for people. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Carol Fran. She is a musician and has been just a wonderful part of the Louisiana music scene for many decades and has been honored with a number of awards, including the Slim Harpo Blues Award for Female Legend of the Year. You received that last year. In 2006, you received the Louisiana Governor's Arts Awards as Folk Artist of the Year, and you were nominated several times for a Blues Music Award for Female Artist of the Year. And now you're receiving the NEA National Heritage Award.
That tops them all. That's the daddy of them all.
That's right. And you will be receiving that in Washington, D.C. At the end of September. Carol Fran will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts next Thursday, the 5th. You'll be performing along with many of your friends that night. Are you going to get to sing the songs you want to sing that night?
Oh, I might even play piano tonight,
all
too.
All right.
But I want to tell them, y'all come see me because I'm something to see at 80 years old.
That's right. maybe not being a rockette, but everything else.
Everything else.
That's
Kate,
right.
I have trouble walking.
Mm-hmm.
But certain songs that I sing, I still do a little dance. I can't tap no more because I can't raise my feet that high. But I can get by with the best of them.
Well, and that's one of the reasons all these musicians are going to be there, because they know that and they feel that, and you continue to inspire all of them. So maybe we can go through the list of musicians who will be performing with you. Kathy, I think you have that list right there. And so this is at the ACA next Thursday. You can see Carol and her friends performing. You can buy tickets for it. I think now they're available.
Mm-hmm. They're online. We're going to have Warren Storm, Cece Adcock. We're going to have Chubby Carrier, Roddy Romero, David Egan, Jockey Etienne, and we're going to have just a whole list of other musicians who have been calling and want to perform with her, but we haven't confirmed them, so I don't quite want to say. But continue to look online at the ACA, as we will be unrolling more guest appearances, and the band Rue Boogaloo will be backing her up.
Well, this is a night not to be missed, Carol. these are people who love you and who have been inspired by you, and just want to be there to celebrate your award and to celebrate all of these years that you've been performing. Now, you did mention that you play in New Orleans at Snug Harbor, so you're still touring a bit.
A bit.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How often do you get down to New Orleans?
Well, about 3 times a year, mm-hmm. spring, summer, and winter. I'm seasonal.
You're a seasonal,
seasonal performer
there.
In New Orleans.
Well, I can only imagine that people wait for that, and that Snug Harbor is filled with your fans at that time who love to hear you. So you can get on the Snug Harbor list, and if you like heading down to New Orleans, you could find out when Carol's going to be down there and hear her perform. But every once in a while in Lafayette, we get the pleasure of hearing you perform as well.
Yes.
I think you performed not too long ago in town. And have you had many albums over your career?
About 14.
About 14. What was the last one that you made?
Oh.
Was it a jazz, blues? Do you remember what kind of?
I had a little bit of everything.
Everything.
I think we opened it up with a zydeco. I did. Mm-hmm. I wrote a zydeco and we did it. Tu le je sais pas la même, and it ain't.
Did you add that in there?
Yeah, it says, tous les jours, c'est pas la même.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Et chaque bris, c'est pas l'or.
Did you grow up speaking French?
Well, my mother and my father spoke French. And I was the only one of the children, except I had an older brother who spoke some, but not a whole lot, because he went away from home when he was 17 years old. He went mm-hmm, to service. Mm-hmm. He went to the Navy. In fact, all my brothers were in the Navy. And he was the only one, but he has since then gone on. He said, I'm sick of you, and he packed his bag and went on upstairs.
Well, that brothers do that sometimes.
Yeah, they do. And sisters, too. And my sister was an excellent cook. She went away, too. Mm. I guess we all have a ticket.
That's right.
We all go at one time or another.
Well, and that's something to remember so that we can take opportunities like this.
But I'm in the B class. I'm going to be here. I'm going nowhere.
Well, and again, a reminder for all of us to take this opportunity to go and see you, hear your fabulous music, and hear all of the musicians who are there just loving your music and so glad that you've been here in our midst all of these years. How can people get tickets for the performance, Kathy?
They can go online to the Acadiana Center for the Arts.org and click on to her site for their tickets. Also, they will have, the besides the wonderful music, Becky Owens, who is a wonderful documentary film photographer, will be showing a clip of a documentary that she has been working on with Carol for many, many years, including not long ago, they were in Mexico. And Carol was reliving some of her Mexico days that she performed in Mexico. And they had a really wonderful experience over there and were able to. I think, Carol, did you not perform with some musicians you had performed all those years with?
Yes, I did. And we might get a couple here. I don't know. We're working on it. But there is a violinist who is so good. It's amazing that he's a, you know, he does so much on a violin. Oh, this man can. He'll soothe your heart.
And you sang with him in Mexico.
Yes, I did. Ooh, I was so honored. This man sounds so good. And he got real comfortable. He took his shoes off. Oh, and that always makes it good when you take your shoes off because you get a little extra something in the bottom of those shoes.
You've given us all kinds of great tips today, Carol.
Let me tell you, I have another name, too, mm-hmm. now. Now that Mother Nature has rolled on, I'm called a cougar.
Sounds to me like there's an album in that.
Yes, there is. I'm working on it.
All right. Well, we'll
I got
look
a sugar coated cub. I think that's what I named it. Sugar coat.
Sounds good.
I wrote the words down. Yeah, sugar coated.
If well, nothing else, cougar. It's definitely a song.
That's right. And song. We're going to have you back when you record that song.
Thank
or
you,
put
darling.
Out that album.
I'm going to do some recording on the 21st, I believe, at Johnny's in Baton Rouge before I leave. On okay. the 20th.
Yes.
All right.
Well, and we'll have something by the time I leave for Washington. We'll have something ready.
Well, we're going to look forward to that. Again, you can hear my guest, Carol Fran, next Thursday, the 5th of September, at the Acadiana Center for the Arts to celebrate her life, her music, and to celebrate the honor that she will be given in Washington, D.C. this month at the end of September. It is the NEA National Heritage Fellow Award. And so everyone can go next Thursday to the ACA to celebrate that. Tickets available by calling the ACA or going to their website. Thank you, Kathy Richard, for coming by, and thank you so much, Carol.
I'm honored to have been your guest, darling.
Thank you.